T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tropical storm now, Zeta, crossing the southeast U.S. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners vote to censure and ask for resignation of one of their own. That story is coming up.
The governor pushing for a mask mandate in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some much-needed rain fell across Wichita and south-central Kansas throughout the night, but we have some good news about what lies ahead for the rest of the week and our weekend. The forecast, it's on the way.
Zeta weakened to a tropical storm after making landfall in the U.S. Wednesday, but it's bringing lots of rain and potential snow as it moves further up the East Coast.
The eastern half of the country remains active, with tropical storm Zeta racing to the north and east, and a system that brought historic ice over the southern and central plains helping to steer Zeta offshore. The system will continue to bring very strong winds east and south of its track, which could bring damage. Severe thunderstorms will also be possible, including brief tornadoes to the east of the center of Zeta. Heavy rain will spread over a wide swath of the East Coast, with some areas receiving 1 to 3 inches. Flash flooding will be possible. And as Zeta reaches the northeast, a strong upper-level low will also be moving in. That's going to strengthen off the coast and bring rough weather conditions into Friday and accumulating snow over interior sections of the Northeast and New England. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
A teen is dead following a crash Wednesday afternoon at 9th and Tyler in West Wichita. Investigators say speed was likely a factor in the accident when a car hit a dip in the road and went airborne. The car then crashed into two trucks. A 14-year-old girl who was a passenger in the car died at the scene. The drivers of all three vehicles were injured. The Board of Sedgwick County Commissioners voted Wednesday to censure 2nd District Commissioner Michael O'Donnell and asked for his resignation.
O'Donnell, who is seeking a second term on November 3rd, denies he was involved in a political attack ad against then-candidate Brandon Whipple in last year's Wichita mayoral race. O'Donnell, along with Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin, State Representative Michael Capps, and Matthew Colburn, was sued by Whipple for the attack ad. Colburn was dropped from the lawsuit after producing a secret audio recording of the group. O'Donnell admitted serious errors in judgment.
I deeply regret my actions. I would like to express my sincere apologies to everyone that I've hurt through my stupid decisions.
Due to the ongoing lawsuit, O'Donnell abstained from the censure vote, which passed 4-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues to push for a statewide mask mandate.
During a briefing, the governor said she is concerned about the numbers being reported by the KDHE and hasn't dropped the idea of calling the legislature into special session to impose a statewide mask mandate.
We cannot afford to wait another moment to begin this process. I have directed my staff to put all of our energy into this strategy. However, if we are unable to convince communities to voluntarily implement a mask mandate, I will move expeditiously to find another way to implement a statewide mask requirement.
She says coronavirus deaths in Kansas have topped 1,000 and has ordered flags to be flown at half staff to remember those who have died from the virus. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The CEOs of the three major tech companies were on Capitol Hill answering questions about censorship.
The top executives at Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced critical questions from Republicans and Democrats during a mostly remote hearing at the Senate Commerce Committee.
Democrats often say that we don't remove enough content, and Republicans often say we remove too much.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is taking steps to prevent misinformation about the election and provide reliable voter resources. President Trump and other Republicans accused the tech giants of an anti-conservative bias. Democrats have raised antitrust and privacy concerns. Lawmakers are looking into potentially passing more rigorous regulation, something the CEOs warn would threaten online speech. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Federal agencies say cyber criminals are unleashing a major ransomware assault against the U.S. healthcare system. Independent security experts say it has already hobbled at least five U.S. hospitals this week and could potentially impact hundreds more. In a joint alert, the FBI and two federal agencies say they have credible information of an imminent cybercrime threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. They say malicious groups are targeting the sector with ransomware that could lead to data theft and disruption of healthcare services. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Coming up, we've got Ted Woodward Sports. That's on the way with Steve and Ted. And one of Hunter Biden's former business partners breaks his silence. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The attorney for a St. Louis couple facing felony charges for waving guns at racial injustice protesters who marched near their home has asked a judge to remove the city's top prosecutor and her entire office from the case. A grand jury earlier this month indicted Mark McCloskey and his wife Patricia on charges of unlawful use of a weapon and evidence tampering. The effort to disqualify Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner contends that her prosecution is politically motivated. One of Hunter Biden's former business partners breaks his silence.
Tony Bobulinski says his concern is Joe Biden is compromised due to his family's business dealings. Bobulinski spoke to Fox's Tucker Carlson at length about concerns he had about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother Jim's foreign business dealings. While Bobulinski says he was brought in to be the CEO of a deal with a Chinese company, he says Jim and Hunter Biden also had business activities in Oman, Luxembourg, and Romania.
Because they have relationships and they have the Biden name, that they're able to set up meetings and get people to jump through hoops in an interest to garner favor with the sitting vice president, Joe Biden.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A trip to the polls in Texas will include a mask.
A federal judge ruled that Texas's statewide mask mandate must include polling places, but election officials Wednesday did not rush to enforce the order that was handed down after more than 8 million people have already voted. Texas is 3 weeks into early voting, but U.S. District Judge Jason Pullum says enforcing a mask order would not be disruptive. The ruling comes as the COVID-19 cases are flaring up again in Texas, which on Tuesday reported more than 5,500 hospitalized patients with COVID-19. That's a more than 70% increase since the beginning of October. John Saucier, Fox News.
There are different shades of white paint, and one of them could help combat climate change.
Engineers at Purdue University in Indiana have developed the world's whitest shade of paint, and they say it reflects 95.5% of sunlight to keep surfaces up to 18 degrees cooler than their surroundings. The whiter shade of pale could reduce the need for air conditioners, mostly run through carbon-producing energy sources while consuming zero energy. It took the engineers 6 years to develop the acrylic paint. The Purdue team says it could save about $1 a day in electricity to cool a one-story home, while scientists are hopeful the Earth's surface would cool if the paint is widely used across the world. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning.
Traffic this morning been a lot better than it has been for the last couple of days out there, which is good news. Roadways a little bit wet in places as we had some rain moving through the area. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning actually still around $1.91 a gallon on average. At the low end, I'm still seeing $1.83 near 21st and Amadon. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Areas of light rain will continue to fall in Wichita, and with a gradual clearing sky today, it'll be breezy at times with temperatures in the mid-40s around noontime, 50 for the high this afternoon. Winds may gust as high as 30, even 35 miles per hour. Clear tonight, Tarlow 32, and then sunny on Friday with a high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 40 degrees, and we do have a gusty north wind gusting up to 29 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 8:12 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward is with us again this morning, back trying to get back into the full swing of working the Stephen Ted Show after his big bout with COVID-19, right, Ted?
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
Your biggest problem has been it's been pretty hard to breathe at some times, right? Is that it?
Yeah, any physical activity brings on breathing issues, and trying to just increase my stamina and get better at, you know, activity and not wearing down so quickly.
You know, this weather this week, because of the rain and things, there are people who respond to that just generally usually with some sniffles and whatnot, and I'm sure there's going to be there's probably been a jump in testing locally this week because of that. Somebody will get a little cough or something, and, you know, better to be safe than sorry. Try to go test and make sure that it's not the virus. So, you know, we're way not out of the woods on this thing yet.
Have you gotten your flu shot yet?
I did. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Shelly and I went to the local Dillon store. And we got the flu shot. Jad, what'd you get? You got something for us, Jad?
I was just going to say, I eventually did finally get mine.
Did you get one? Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that I'd tried at one place, didn't necessarily have my wallet with me, so I didn't have the prescription card and couldn't get it done. I went back last weekend, actually, and went to a Dillon's like you did. I usually wait and go to my doctor's, but I don't have a doctor's appointment for a while. So I decided to get it done at Dillon's, and man, that was a quick process, in and out.
They don't mess around.
Also, it turns out that I hadn't had a Tdap for 11 years.
Oh, I don't even know what that is, so I probably haven't had one for 50 years.
That's the tetanus shot, basically.
I had a tetanus some time ago. I don't remember.
Tetanus booster.
Yeah.
It had been 11 years, so I went ahead and got one of those, too. Got one in each arm.
All right. There you go. There's your answer, Ted. Old Jad's all, he's taken care of. He's
I got a flu. Yeah, I got a flu shot last week. First one I've ever gotten.
Yep. Did you really?
I've never had one until this year.
It was okay to do it while you're battling COVID or whatever?
Yeah, well, my doctor was insistent.
Oh, really?
Pretty much that I
get
the flu shot as quickly as possible.
Well, good.
Well, I mean, if I get the flu on top of what I'm already dealing with,
it could be tough.
That'll probably knock me to the ground again.
All right.
So, yeah, don't want to get that.
8:15, Stephen, Ted, and President Trump and Joe Biden both campaigning in Florida today. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is with us this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So we've got both men there, and what's at stake in Florida? It's a mountain of electoral votes.
29 electoral votes are at stake.
Wow.
That's what's at stake.
Wow. So that's a point of we've seen that over the past few presidential elections. Had a tough one down there with Bush Gore a few years ago. Hanging chads and so forth. So tell us where they are. Where's the president and where's Biden today?
Well, Mr. Biden will have campaign stops here in Broward County, which is the Fort Lauderdale area, a Democratic stronghold. And then both of them will have events in Tampa later today. So this is something that both candidates need to pay attention to. Florida is not a red state. It's not a blue state. It is, in fact, a true purple state. Republicans often do win here, but they don't win by much. It's always a razor-thin majority, and we've seen that in statewide elections for the past number of cycles. At 2018, we had a gubernatorial race and a senatorial race. It was decided by very small fractions so forth that it needed recounts in a couple of counties because of how close it was. I expect that we would see that again possibly this year as well. I expect some counties to be very close, and they may be close enough for the legally mandated recounts.
The purple state, does that mean demographically, does that mean just a complete mixture, or what does that mean?
Right, that's exactly what it means. We have everybody of all walks of life and all persuasions here. It's one of the reasons why candidates spend so much time during primary season here because, you know, look, Iowa is important to the primary process because it's first, but it's not a very homogeneous state or heterogeneous state, let's say. Mm-hmm. And same for New Hampshire. Florida is a true microcosm of the rest of the country.
Absolutely.
So a lot of attention is paid here because if you play well in Florida, you play well in the country. And how goes Florida? How goes the country on election night? So, you know, we do expect that that it'll be tight here because both sides have been really ramping up their voter registration and voter turnout plans as well. So, in fact, the best numbers that I could give you, because everyone always asks about polling, and I don't really like to discuss too much polling because, quite frankly, I don't think it's worth that much. But what I would tell you is that we have daily statistics for voting, and in Florida, as of today, if I pull it up here on my screen, excuse me one second, we see that in the voting by mail, Democrats, as expected, are outpacing Republicans. That always seems to happen. There are about 600 plus thousand more registered Democrats that have voted than registered Republicans through the mail. Now, that doesn't mean they voted their party, but you can guess that there would be a good chance that they did. Now, in early in-person voting, again, historically, Republicans don't do well here, but they're doing very well this year. 1.4 million Republicans have voted early compared to just over a million Democrats have voted early. And that's a significant change in how things usually work here. Usually Republicans have their big turnout on Election Day. Now, the X factor here are what we call no party affiliation. These are the independents here in Florida. 600,000 have voted early in person. 900,000 have already voted in the mail. There are another 460,000 mail votes for no party affiliated voters that have yet to be returned. So in terms of who's voted already, we have seen more about 1.5 million independents alone that have voted.
Wow.
And that's okay. Statewide, we have close to, about 7.5 million people statewide between Republican registered, Democrat registered, third party registered, and independents or no party affiliated have voted. And we still have 5 days to go before Election Day. Early voting will end Sunday, and then there's mail-in ballots that can trickle in, but then Tuesday, of course, is the big day.
All right. Thanks for your reporting, your help this morning. We appreciate it. That's, of course, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Florida looks like it's pretty much a toss-up right now. As he said, those independent voters could have a say, a big say. 8:21 now, Steve. Make it 8:20, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happening?
Just a couple quick notes. Yeah. In men's basketball, the American Athletic Conference put out its preseason predictions. Wichita State men picked to finish 7th in the conference in the preseason poll. Houston picked to win it. And the Shocker women are picked to finish in 6th place in the American Athletic Conference preseason poll. Former KU player Silvio De Souza is no longer with the KU team. He pulled out a couple of weeks ago. Now he's facing a felony charge of alleged aggravated battery from an incident that occurred on New Year's Day. And in football, we have pro football tonight, Thursday night football. The Carolina Panthers hosting the Atlanta Falcons as we hit the midway mark of the season. Panthers a 2.5-point favorite at home. You can hear that game live tonight on 97.5 and 1240. Sports Radio KFH. And we have a few high school football playoff games tonight. First round of the playoffs in Class 5A tonight. Here in Wichita, we have Heights hosting Andover. And we also have Mays South on the road at Hayes. All those teams have winning records. So a couple of good first round playoff matchups tonight in Class 5A. Most of the rest of the playoffs start tomorrow. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 alright.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.